Knowledge is power, but getting it can be a struggle. This next story is about how profoundly education can affect the lives of young girls in sub-Saharan Africa. Fiona Mushimberi grew up in rural Zimbabwe. Her parents were poor, they couldn't read or write, but they wanted better for her. Mushimberi went on to become a human rights lawyer. Now she's giving back as part of CAMFED, the Campaign for Female Education. Many of the girls helped by CAMFED grew up like Fiona did, and she told us about how her family always knew the value of an education.
My parents really wanted me to go to school, and they really worked hard. They made a lot of sacrifices. I remember my mother would risk her life going to the fishing camps along the Zambezi River, where she would get fish, dried fish for resale to the local village people. And she would spend on average a week away from her home and family, sleeping in makeshift huts and dodging wild animals, walking long distances. I remember she couldn't afford normal shoes, so she could only afford plastic sandals. And because of the heat and walking long distances, she would come home with blistered soles, making very little money and saving every cent so that we could go to school.
When you think about education and what it meant to your mother, why do you think she was so passionate about you going to school?
My mother had only finished primary school, so it means she was not literate herself, and there was no other way that she thought we could have a better life except through education. So for my parents, really, education was a way out of poverty for us.
Now you are working for CAMFED, the Campaign for Female Education, but before you worked for them, you were benefiting from them. How did you first connect with this group?
When I was at the risk of not going to continue with my education beyond high school, and I was working as a cleaner within the capital to try and raise some money, and that's when CAMFED took me in to support me through university.
How has your life changed over these past years?
It has meant being able to reach my potential and having so many choices and so many opportunities, which is an opportunity which has been given to every other rural young woman within the CAMFED Association network.
Fiona, there's a couple of interlocking organizations, CAMA and CAMFED. Can you explain what they're both about?
CAMFED, the Campaign for Female Education, is supporting girls in rural Africa to go to school, and has programs across four African countries right now, which is Zimbabwe, Zambia, Tanzania, and Ghana. And this year we'll be expanding into Malawi. And girls who had been supported, have been supported through school by CAMFED, have come together to form an association, and this is called the CAMFED Association CAMA, a network of nearly 8,000 rural young women currently. And CAMA really is a vehicle for transition of rural girls into young adulthood.
Zimbabwe has a long history of really valuing education, but also there's a lot of people who can't afford it. How important is this work today?
It is very important because the current economic situation has meant that so many girls are at the risk of dropping out of school, being required to go and work for food and also for the fees of other children within their family. It also meant that there's so many girls who will be at the risk of contracting HIV/AIDS. So it's very important that girls in Zimbabwe continue to be supported through school. And CAMFED is really working hard to supporting more than 13,000 girls to go to school.
You went on to become a lawyer. Tell us about the kind of work you're doing with that law degree.
One of the programs that we'll do is campaigning against child sexual abuse and challenging rural communities to speak up against child sexual abuse, because there was a culture of silence around that issue. And we worked very hard to empower communities and to empower rural girls to speak up against sexual abuse. And I also had an opportunity to work with rural women and to educate them on laws relating to marriage, inheritance, custody, getting birth certificates for many children who were not registered at their births.
Do you feel like women in the rural areas that you came from in Zimbabwe get a chance to really regularly have enough say, regularly meet their potential?
within the rural communities, normally because women are not educated, they do not have the confidence to stand up, they do not have the confidence to have their voice heard. And that is one of the issues that we are trying to address. We'll get to sit within district development committees, who get to participate in community meetings and speak up on issues relating to women. So that, you know, women get their voices heard, because at district level, at rural district level, women don't, because they do not have the literacy skills that give them confidence to stand up and talk about issues affecting them and vulnerable children.
To bring it back to the work that you do, what are you hoping will be the ripple effect when someone who is, say, 6 or 7 right now tries to achieve what you've achieved?
I think it means quite a lot. I can give you an example of the average number that every KAMA member is supporting, an average of 4 other children to go to school. And together we are supporting over 47,000 to go to school. So this is through just educating one person. In my family, we are 6 and I have 5 siblings behind me. My brother is doing his final year in medical school, and I was supporting him through school. And I think you coming from Zimbabwe, you know that there's a very thin line between immediate and extended family. So I myself support more than 22 people to go to school right now. So that's the ripple effect, that you educate one, and and through that one person, you educate hundreds more people, and contributing to, you know, more years in education for many children. And also the other thing is that you also mobilize, you know, local people to say, we are not just waiting for someone to provide funding to send children to school. And through Comfort's work, you know, local philanthropy has been mobilized through mother support groups at community level, you know, community development committees, which are contributing. They are in their own small ways, you know, doing gardening projects, poultry projects, and using the profits to buy books, simple things like books, shoes that might mean a child would drop out of school because of that. And it's keeping more than 300,000 children in school because of this mobilization.
Fiona, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Fiona Mushimbere is a human rights lawyer from Zimbabwe, and she spoke with us about her efforts to educate girls in Africa as part of CAMFED, the Campaign for Female Education.
Thank you.